The things you cannot discipline. There are four other elements that play a role in your mental process, but that you cannot control. You must learn to understand them and adapt to their ways. Infinite intelligence. The chapter on applied faith explains the power and importance of infinite intelligence. You cannot discipline it. Instead, you must discipline yourself to be ready to receive it and to act on its wisdom. The subconscious. You cannot directly control your subconscious. That's a big part of what its name implies. It acts only in response to stimulus from your emotions. But these are something you can control through self-discipline. When your emotions are positive and directed toward a definite purpose, your subconscious will be powerfully and similarly affected. However, it will respond just as quickly to negative emotions. It can't distinguish between the two. This is why your self-discipline must be applied to your emotions, so that your subconscious works for you, not against you. Telepathy. Telepathy is the broadcasting of your mental attitudes and thoughts to others. I'm not talking about such mundane uses as telling the babysitter when to put the kids to bed while you're out to the movies. I'm referring to the mental communication that develops between you and others committed to similar purposes. Your mastermind alliance is the best example of this power. As your alliance grows, each member will learn to anticipate the ideas of others and to connect immediately with their intense enthusiasm and inspiration. You can't control this process, but your self-discipline will aid you in cultivating the positive qualities which bring it into play. The senses, sight, sound, taste, smell, and touch, all may deceive you. They are capable only of perceiving the obvious. Much of what goes on in this world is not obvious, and the senses are easily fooled. While you can, to an extent, train your senses to serve you better, you must always evaluate the messages you receive from them by applying your reason. All four of these things must be a part of your mental processes. Your self-discipline will not give you direct authority over them, but it can, it must, make you more aware of their operations at all times. The power of the will. The greatest manifestation of self-discipline is in the strength of your will. As I have pointed out, your will is the supreme court of your mind. It may have the theoretical authority to order all your mental processes, but that authority depends upon constant, consistent, and ethical exercise. The power of a will trained by self-discipline is an irresistible force. The only limit on that power is the one that you impose on it by restricting or ignoring your self-discipline. History and folklore are full of stories of people whose wills alone triumphed over death and other incredible adversities. Who remembers the people whose weak wills kept them mired in mediocrity?